Yeah, 10 minutes past midnight. Sounds will be funk in your ears. Starting things off with some back-to-back hit squad, courtesy of DJ Static, who is on the line with me. How's it going, man?
Yes, yes. Live from the West Coast.
Yeah, and
DJ Static.
We got Ruby Jane in the place too. She's gesturing to me. I can't control your headphone volume. You're gonna have to deal with that yourself. I'm sorry. The box is over there.
This should be like your second home by now, don't
you think so? I thought I adjusted the headphone volume, but I guess not to her comfort. It was on full blast. Oh, I like it loud. I guess that's just my taste. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So what kind of vibes do we have in the set tonight on your side?
Well, talk about my first set. I'm going to dip into a little bit of electro swing, actually.
Oh, nice. Thing these days.
Yeah, there's a wildly popular monthly called the Electro Swing Speakeasy. It just gets so packed. I haven't had a chance to go yet, but the next one is next Friday at the La Sala Rosa. And I was inspired by that to drop a few tracks.
Cool.
I suppose I just wanted to mention that about my first set. And then I'll talk about my second one after.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. That's logical. Mm-hmm. Start with the first, go on
to
the second.
So people have a reason to stay tuned, because you want to know the breakdown of the second set, right?
There you go.
The recap.
So Static, we're getting into some EPMD and some
strictly Das
Effects.
Yes. It's so hard. I just stepped out from dinner as usual. I'm just in the street by myself, like snapping my neck. People are looking at me
like you're a junkie or something.
Yeah. I'm feeding for the fuck.
There you go. Nice. Well, it's less than a week until we embark on We Funk European Tour. Probably by the time people hear this show, we'll be towards the end of the tour. But if you want all the information, all the details, all the dates, go to Facebook/WeFunkRadio. And we also got a banner linked off our site, WeFunkRadio.com, of course, if you want to go check out the details. Looking forward to seeing the people. It's been a whole year since we've been out there, so I've got a lot of pent up funk to release.
And we are going to give you that release. Just like Lapto gave everyone a crazy release. Bigger releases. Yeah, pick up Lapto from Belgium, who passed through Vancouver a minute ago. Honestly, not too many DJs I've seen really kind of impress me that much. And he doesn't do any cutting. It's just like how he transitions and the genres that he all like blends together.
Nice, special ingredients.
Yeah, he just put out a little video of his U.S. Canada tour. Check it out.
Cool. Well, a reminder that, of course, the CKUT funding drive has officially ended, but we're still taking donations because we have got that We Funk Ultimate Collection to give away, and we're going to close down the contest, I guess, on December 14th, right when we get back from our European tour. Highest donor gets that. That's over 1,000 hours of We Funk mixes, high-quality audio, the funk and hip-hop you love. And last week, I forgot to announce all the new donors that we got in the week before that, so I'm just going to run down the list right now to Matt out in St. Paul, Minnesota, Jan out in Belgium, Stuart in California, Stoicho in Austria, Leandro in Brooklyn, New York, and he had a message, thank you, We Funk, for so many hours of great music. Mainstream radio should sound more like this. David out in Alberta, nice Canadian donation. Ryan in Illinois, Dev in Toronto, Andy in London, and a few that I didn't jot down the cities, but Jahan Shalou, Patrick Branwell, Anthony Troy, and Sandro. And the highest donation right now in the running for that We Funk Ultimate Collection is still $250. Brian out in California.
LA, right?
Yeah, LA, California is the one. That's the number to beat if you want to pick up that collection. And I'm sure we've gotten some donations in the past week, but I'll run those down at the end of the show after I get a chance to check out those names. Also, don't forget the brand new We Funk t-shirt, Gil Scott Heron Tribute, in collaboration with the Hantu Collective out in the UK. Just about to launch by the time you hear this show out on the internet. it will have launched, so go check out WeFunkRadio.com for the design. It's nice, and it's a very limited edition. We're just doing 150, so don't sleep. Go pick one up.
Yeah, and we're taking a couple for ourselves, so it's very limited.
Yeah, let's say 145.
Hey, Nick, save me 10.
Yeah, any announcements out on the Vancouver side?
Yeah, there's a big dance battle coming. That's the whole point. Floor Horsemans present Saturday Night Jam Masters tomorrow. The thing is, it's not your run-of-the-mill battle. They don't want it to be mostly spectating. They got myself, DJ Flip Out, and Sam Wise playing tunes that's good for ciphering, good for just everyone getting down. There's exhibition battles at the end, but that's not the focus. Trying to put the jam back in the jam. So that's going down tomorrow at Sideshow Studios.
Cool, sounds good. All right, well, we're going to get back into this Hit Squad mix. Ruby Jane, any quick announcements or shout-outs or anything from your side?
Yeah, actually, because it'll be too late if I talk about this later, anybody who's listening right now in Montreal, if you miss the old Jello after its many reincarnations, it's finally been laid to rest. But
is it still called Jello?
Actually, the family has moved over to what used to be the Consulat, and which is now called Blueprint. Tonight it's Alex Prater playing, performing live with Andy Couchman on the turntables, and the address is 1438 Blurry. So check that out, and there will be plenty of future funk events going down there. So keep an eye out for that.
Sounds good. Definitely will. All right, WeFunk coming at you for the next 2 hours. WeFunkRadio.com. Find us funk, soul, and hip-hop. Ruby Jane in the mix with us tonight. Keep it locked.